It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. If you are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle. You can study to be wise. We're not talking about the study that is done in the high school or in the university. We are talking about studying the word of God. When you study the mind of God, God said to Abraham, walk with me and you will experience perfection that will bring your life to glory unimaginable. Now, the young man, King Solomon, said he was raised by his father to understand wisdom. His father taught him and raised him and showed him which way to go in life. He said, I was my father's tutored son. In other words, amongst the children that my father raised up, my father picked me out specially and began to teach me the words of wisdom. So when he became king, he took time out to begin to write out the things that the Spirit of God has shown to him about life. And he said, these things that I'm writing to you, we see this in Proverbs chapter 1. He said, these things that I'm writing now, they are words that will make you wise. And Solomon said in Proverbs, he said, he that walks with the wise will be wise. In other words, if you are a company of wise men, wisdom will begin to express himself in you. Take note that I said wisdom will begin to express, I didn't say itself, but himself in you. Now, if you walk with the wise and you become wise, what do you think about walking with the only wise God? The Bible says he is the only wise God, which means all forms of wisdom, they are resided inside God. And so if you will walk with God, you are walking with all forms of wisdom. And before long, those wisdom begin to express themselves in you. Brothers and sisters, there is nothing in life that will baffle you if you walk with God in life. Because God himself is wisdom. And if you walk with wisdom, wisdom will rub off on you. You will find answers to every questions of life. You will find it will just come natural that things that will make some people confused in life, you will have the answer just like that. Today I'm going to teach you on the power of proclamation. King Solomon also wrote that there is power in our tongue. He said life and death is in the power of the tongue. He said life and death is in the power of the tongue. He didn't just say in the tongue. He said it's in what? The power of the tongue, which means tongue has power. Is there any person here who doesn't have tongue? Oh, which means you are carrying power in a power tool in your mouth all these years and you possibly did not know. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, which means that thing in your mouth that is called tongue has some power inside it. Now, you are going to understand that so that you can start to use that thing in your mouth to make some things happen. Power is the ability to cause changes. So, the issues of your life that you have been complaining about, it's because you didn't know the use of the tongue that is inside your mouth. The tongue you thought was given to you just to roll your McDonald's and taste Coke and taste sloppy. No, it's beyond that. That tongue was put in your mouth so that you can use it to cause changes. The power of proclamation. Now, if you know who you are, you will not be afraid to say who you are. In the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 40, we saw something that happened. The Bible talked about Joseph and Mary, the biological parents or foster parents, however you want to look at it, of Jesus, how they would go to Jerusalem every year, which is a custom of the Jews, for this Passover feast. Now they went for this particular feast. Jesus was about 12 years old at that time. And when they were coming back, they didn't know somehow they had left Jesus behind. They had other children. And they just felt everybody's around in the, you know, everybody's joining together. And then after some while, they realized that, oh, wait a minute. Where's Jesus? And then they went back to find him. Now, I'm going to take you through what happened in that story. And the child grew, talking about Jesus. And the child grew and was strong in spirit, filled with what? With wisdom. And the child, this is Jesus, the Son of God. The Bible said he grew. I have tried to make you understand that Jesus didn't just discover that he was God, like, you know, he's looking at everybody. This guy don't know who is here, that this is God. No, he was a human being born like you are born, or like you were born, a human being. Jesus was just as human as you are. But the Bible said he grew and was strong in spirit. He grew just like you grew. Jesus grew and was strong in spirit. Now, when he said in spirit, he's not talking about wasn't strong in the Holy Spirit, who is also God. That's not what he's talking about. He was strong in spirit, in his human spirit. He was strong in spirit. That is, he was a bold person. He was not a fearful person. He was not timid. He understood who he was. Now, that doesn't mean he was arrogant. No, he was bold. He knew who he was. He says he was strong. The child grew, was strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. What does it mean to be filled with wisdom? Knowing what to do at the right time. Telling what is the difference between left and right. And making the right choice every time. He grew and was strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. Next verse. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew it not. We're looking at Luke chapter 2. Let's skip to verse 48. I've given you all that happened in there. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou done this? Or done thus? Why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Next verse, 49. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? How are you looking for me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? Oh, how are you looking for me? I thought you should have known that I would be busy somehow doing my father's job. He was talking to his mom and his dad. He was saying, my father. If you read further, the Bible says his mother and his father were like, what is this young boy talking? They were confused. Let's go further. And they understood not the saying which a 12-year-old was saying to them. They did not understand. The father and the mother, they could not understand what he spake unto them. 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. You know what you keep in your heart? You wake up with it every day. This little boy said, I should be about my father's business. With me, from an early age, Jesus knew who he was. I am not ordinary. Now, he knew this woman gave birth to him. He knew he grew up as a baby. He can still remember how he was when he was 3 years old, 4 years old. He could still remember. Just like every one of you here can remember how you were when you were 2 years old, 3 years, 5 years old. Jesus could remember as well. But somehow, he discovered in this cross that there was something about him that is beyond the ordinary. And he was bored about it. He said to his own parents, dad and mom, why were you looking for me? I thought you should have known I would be doing my father's business in the temple. Your dad is a carpenter. The father was scratching his head. He could not say no word. The mother could not say no word. Okay, let's go home. They went home. The Bible said the mother kept those sayings in her heart. In John chapter 10, verse 30, this time Jesus had grown, went through his ministries. You will see that all through Jesus' life and ministry, he kept declaring, he kept proclaiming who he is. He even asked his disciples one time, who do men say that I am? What do they call me? Some say that you are Elijah. Some even call you Jeremiah. Some say you are one of those prophets. He said, it's enough. But who do you say that I am? Peter answered. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus didn't say, not me. Take it easy. He said, flesh and blood didn't show this to you. But my Father that is in heaven has revealed this thing to you. You spoke well. That was what Jesus was saying. I am not ordinary. I am the Christ that should be born to save the whole world and the whole creation unto God. I am that Christ. He was bold and he proclaimed who he is. He was arrested by the Jews and brought before Pilate. And then they were asking him, who he says, look at him talking with the Jews. He was with the Jews. And he was saying, he says, I and my Father are one. Hey! Let me tell you, if you understand what Jesus was saying, he was telling them that he and the Jehovah, God Almighty, that they have always worshipped and never understood him in terms of his size and bigness. In fact, they feared Jehovah beyond description. And he was telling them that he, the ordinary carpenter, he doesn't even have a house that we can say this is. He says he and that Jehovah, they are one. Hey! This guy, he has said something beyond the ordinary. Now, at that time, the Jews so revered God that they could not call the name of God with their mouth. Do you know the Bible that is written, the Bible that you and I read? When we are reading it, the Bible says, and the Lord. In the original scrolls, it wasn't said the Lord. His name was mentioned there. When God spoke to them and told them these things, he told them names, but they were so scared they couldn't write the name down. When the Jews are going to write the name of God in a letter, like they're writing a letter to someone, they first go take a bath in the shower and come back before they write that name down. They were so scared of God. They so revered God. And here comes this guy, a carpenter, saying that I and that God, we are one. Next verse. And the Jews did what? They took up stones. What did you say? What? They took up stones to kill this guy because he must be mad. And the person who commits this kind of sacrilege, abomination, deserves to die. They pick up stones. How could you? Verse 24. And they came, then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long does thou make us doubt? How long does thou make us to doubt? They've been hearing this guy talk about himself. So they try to believe. Say, but wait. They try to believe. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? The Messiah we are expecting, we thought he was going to be a king, an army general that would deliver us from the Romans. We have been under bondage to the Romans. But this guy is the son of a carpenter. Then they came to him and said, just tell us the truth. Oh, this one you are saying, I'm the father. Just tell us, are you really the Messiah or you are not? Just tell us. They said, then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Next verse, 25. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Next verse. But ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep. And I said unto you, as I said unto you. Next verse. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 32. We stopped at 31. Jesus answered them, many good works. They took stones to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? I've done some good works. I've healed the sick. Opened blind eyes. Which one are you stoning me for? Next verse. The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. You are using your mouth to say things that are rubbish. How can you say you are a father? Which father? Carpenter? You had better call yourself son of carpenter. How could you say that God in heaven is your father? He says, but for blasphemy, and because thou, being a man, maketh thyself God. I was listening to one of the messages that I preached on Facebook one day, and I was reminded of me saying here that you have been listening to a God all this while you never knew. Did anybody remember me saying that? I know that some people will listen to that and say, what does he think he is? And then I was listening to another one and I said in that message, I said, for as long as I am here in this Sydney, there is no tsunami that can happen here. I said, I am the security for this land. They said, this guy is taking it too far. They said to him, because thou being a man, makest thyself God. You are calling yourself God. Do you know what you are saying? Next verse, verse 34. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. Didn't you read it in the scriptures where he said, ye are gods? Next verse. 35. If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken. He said, if he called them gods, unto whom this word of God came, which means as the word of God was coming to those folks, the Bible said God called them gods because God's word was entering into them. Brothers and sisters, even if you were not born again before you came here, as the word of God is entering you now, it's making a God out of you. Something beyond the ordinary. And the scriptures could not be broken. Next verse. Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God. If you read on, you will see that after Jesus has explained this, they still were not satisfied. They took the stone still and were going to stone him. Jesus had to escape and got out of their midst. But why would Jesus be talking like this? Let's look in John chapter 18, verse 36. Let's look from verse 34. Verse 33, please. They asked Jesus, and Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus asked, next verse, 34. Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or this order tell thee of me? Verse 35. Pilate answered, am I a Jew? I don't know nothing. Is your people brought you and gave you to me? And they said that your accusation is that you say that you are the king of the Jews. I want you to look at the life of Jesus. Jesus proclaimed who he is. Even at the face of death, It didn't matter whether this guy could kill him or not. Jesus still was proclaiming who he is. You can read on by yourself, okay? Read the subsequent verses. Let's read it. Verse 36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world." Ah! He didn't say, well, all those things I was only saying it to the Jews. Don't worry about it. We will sort ourselves out. Now he said, Jesus answered, "My kingdom," which means Jesus was agreeing that he has a kingdom. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered unto the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence. It's not from all these ordinary things you are saying. My kingdom is beyond the ordinary." Brothers and sisters, if you know who you are, you will proclaim with your mouth who you are. "I declare every day I'm not ordinary. I am a spirit born from above. Just like Jesus was born from above, I am also born from above. I declare every day, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, because the glory of God is upon me. I declare every day, I am born a success, and I am bound to succeed. In everything that I lay my hands on, you will see success being revealed. I am that that is called from above. And because I'm from above, I am above everything that is on the earth." Jesus declared to us and showed us through John. He said, "If you are born of God, you are an overcomer. Overcomer. You overcome in every circumstance. You overcome in every situation." He says, "You are an overcomer." And I remembered what God said to Joshua. He said, "I am with you every time." He says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life." So if you understand who you are, you begin to declare it. You are not ordinary. The Spirit of God is inside you. And if the Spirit of God that was also inside Jesus that made him bold, if that same Spirit is inside you, that Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if that Spirit is inside you, you are not ordinary. You are beyond the ordinary. You are beyond every circumstance of life, because that Spirit is inside you. Jesus said to us in John chapter 15 verse 5, he says, "I am the vine and ye are the branches," which means the same Spirit that is flowing in Jesus, that same Spirit is flowing in the branches. You are not ordinary. You are the branches of Jesus. Jesus is the vine. You are the branches. The same Spirit that is inside Jesus, that same Spirit is in you. If you understand this, you will talk boldly. You will declare, "No man shall be able to put me down on my life." You will declare, "In every situation I will come to the top." You will declare, "I am a victor in every circumstance of life." You are not ordinary. You are God. The Spirit of God that was in Jesus is also in you. Now it's time for you to know who you are, so that you can declare boldly. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and verse 6, he said, "God has said these things so that you can boldly declare," so that you can boldly proclaim with your mouth that you are not ordinary. You can boldly proclaim with your mouth that you are a victor every time. Go ahead and declare. Go ahead and proclaim. Your life is the life.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen. Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at cesydney@gmail.com. That is cesydney@gmail.com. God bless you.